Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government is making efforts to create new opportunities for the youth in the country and abroad. He said India is signing trade mobility agreements with several countries that opens opportunities for the country's skilled youth. The Prime Minister said this while addressing the 18th National Rozgar Mela virtually from New Delhi today.
61,000 से ज्यादा नौजवान जीवन की नई शुरुआत कर रहे हैं, सरकारी सेवाओं के नियुक्ति पत्र मिल रहे हैं। ये एक तरह से नेशन बिल्डिंग का इनविटेशन लेटर है, ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण को गति देने का संकल्प पत्र है। आप में बहुत सारे साथी देश की सुरक्षा को मजबूत करेंगे, हमारे एजुकेशन और हेल्थ केयर इकोसिस्टम को और सशक्त करेंगे, कई साथी वित्तीय सेवाओं और एनर्जी सिक्योरिटी को मजबूती देंगे, तो कई युवा हमारी सरकारी कंपनियों की ग्रोथ में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाएंगे.
Highlighting the country's robust economy, Mr. Modi said that India is the only economy in the world which doubled its GDP within a decade. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 130th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DT News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that as the world is going through a period of uncertainty, the youth must remain physically, mentally and emotionally strong and be prepared to take on every challenge. Addressing the cadets at the NCC Republic Day camp at Delhi Cant today, Mr. Singh exhorted the youngsters to draw inspiration from the brave and dedicated NCC cadets who played a vital role in raising public awareness when mock drills were conducted across the country during Operation Sindoor. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah today said that Uttar Pradesh is not only the spirit of the country, but also going to become the growth engine of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Shah was addressing the Uttar Pradesh Day celebrations as the chief guest in Lucknow. The Home Minister said that now Uttar Pradesh is the fourth biggest economy in the country, which is contributing 20% in the food grain pool and has become the food basket. President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen has arrived in New Delhi on her official visit to India this afternoon. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that her visit will explore the next phase of the India-European Union-EU strategic partnership. He added that India and the EU share a partnership rooted in mutual trust and shared values. Earlier, Vice President of European Commission and EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Kaya Kallas, arrived in New Delhi this morning. She will be the chief guest along with the President of the European Council, Antonio da Costa, at the Republic Day celebrations on Monday. Both the leaders will also co-chair the 16th India-EU summit on the 27th of this month. United States Senator Mark R. Warner wrote to the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio expressing concern over ongoing alleged human rights violations in Pakistan. In his letter, Senator Warner urged Rubio to take diplomatic steps and engage with the government of Pakistan over abuses such as targeting political figures, journalists and activists, including widespread arrests and instances of transnational repression. In Himachal Pradesh, heavy snowfall has led to closure of more than 1,200 roads across the state. Public Works Department is working to restore road connectivity. And in Women's Premier League cricket, table toppers Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Delhi Capitals, currently placed fourth on the points table in Vadodara this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.